Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Odd Hours by Dean Koontz, performed by David Aaron Baker. I feel my fate in what I cannot fear. I learn by going where I have to go. Theodore Retke, The Waking. Chapter 1. It's only life. We all get through it. Not all of us complete the journey in the same condition. Along the way, some lose their legs or eyes in accidents or altercations, while others skate through the years with nothing worse to worry about than an occasional bad hair day. I still possessed both legs and both eyes, and even my hair looked all right when I rose that Wednesday morning in late January. If I'd returned to bed 16 hours later, having lost all of my hair but nothing else, I would consider the day a triumph. Even minus a few teeth, I'd call it a triumph. When I raised the window shades in my bedroom, the cocoon sky was gray and swollen, windless and still, but pregnant with a promise of change. Overnight, according to the radio, an airliner had crashed in Ohio. Hundreds perished. The sole survivor, a 10-month-old child, had been found upright and unscathed in a battered seat that stood in a field of scorched and twisted debris. Throughout the morning, under the expectant sky, low, sluggish waves exhausted themselves on the shore. The Pacific was gray and awash with inky shadows, as if sinuous sea beasts of fantastical form swam just below the surface. During the night, I'd twice awakened from a dream in which the tide flowed red, and the sea throbbed with a terrible light. As nightmares go, I'm sure you've had worse. The problem is that a few of my dreams have come true, and people have died.